first recording deals with solar government, its administration, law, and enforcement. Sutko, the space being who speaks, is a judge of our solar system's tribunal, or law body, located upon the planet Saturn. Cortan, a Martian communications chief, opens with an introduction.
Cortan speaking. Kadar Sutko of the Saturn Tribunal will now speak to you. Greetings, people of Earth. I am Sutko. We speak at this time of solar government. It is also necessary to mention something of galactic government. This galaxy is governed by the laws of the Confederation, which, as you are now aware of, are formulated by all members. In each galaxy, there is a main body of men who form what is called a tribunal. In each instance, there are 7 members or representatives in these tribunals who fill their positions by voluntary action and qualifications most astounding. Their purpose is to acknowledge the principles of universal law and to administer this law. Theirs is a noble position of great service. Their pronouncements are based on accumulated experience. Their guidance is from the etheric realms. Their observance and execution of the law is accomplished by information received from the solar tribunals and by remotely controlled observer craft. These observer craft are responsible only to their respective tribunal sources. These craft are above tampering with and are equipped with a means of protection beyond the knowledge of mortal man. Each of these observer craft are directed to a certain location in the universe after being newly manufactured. They are then transported, we believe, into another dimension or realm of existence. There they assume their means of protection and take on a form of consciousness. Then they return to us. We are not acquainted with how this is accomplished. It is only necessary to state that they are infallible information obtainers, that they are utilizing a form of energy for locomotion that we are not aware of, that their information is absolutely trusted. These craft, guided by an intelligent consciousness beyond anything we can conceive of, constantly roam the universe, reporting all events which transpire to their various local and galactic tribunals. We can also direct their movements when we so desire. They, the chronomonitors, are manufactured by and are the observant servants of man. Their remarkable abilities are gifts from the Creator. The individual planetary solar tribunals perform all the functions of their galactic counterparts, only on a local level. Unlike the galactic tribunal, the local solar ones consist of 9 council members. This, plus the fact that they render reports to and are governed by their higher parent organization, is the only difference in function. To refer back for a moment, the chronomonitors are the policing and enforcement branch of all law. They refuse to accept or act upon unwise declarations of the universal law as interpreted by tribunal sources. By observing this inaction of theirs to our orders, we are able to rectify grave errors in our judgment before any harm results. These craft contain powers of offense and punishment so terrible that we never fear transgression of the law going unpunished. We have never witnessed an occasion where these craft have had to use their powers for destruction. I can only state that we are grateful that a supreme intelligence. All these man's affairs, and that we have received praise rather than punishment in our actions. Beyond hearing these items of interest, I perceive your questionings of how your planet is situated in the universal plan. I will mention that a change was brought about in the Galactic Pact's regulations after the planet Maldek ceased to exist. This law now reads that we of the Confederation can only intervene in a planet's affairs and evolution when the following conditions exist. When a planet, either a member or non-member of the Confederation, constitutes a threat to the existence of its neighbors. When a planet is threatened by an outside cosmic influence, which it cannot escape harmful effects from in an encounter, and when the Galactic Tribunal is so ordered to act by their counselors existing in the higher realms. Unfortunately, people of Earth, your present planet qualifies the first two conditions. By your fumbling attempts to harness the power of fission reactions, and in employing such power as a means of destruction, you have unknowingly chanced to, as you say, explode the element hydrogen. This we cannot allow to happen. Your planet would cease to exist, and the effects of such would seriously affect the continued existence of life on other nearby planetary bodies, who in no way have caused your people any harm. We have been forced to neutralize two of these hydrogen devices in the past, one belonging to your government and one belonging to the other. We shall continue to neutralize any and all attempts to explode this element. Under the second condition, you also qualify. Your scientists are well aware of how your cosmic ray count is increasing. This is caused by your transit through a concentration of these particles in space. Hampered as you are by a technology unable to provide an effective screen against this menace, we have deployed our craft in such a way around your planet that we are now shielding you from about 90% of this radiation. Your own nuclear experiments, by spewing forth radioactive particles into your atmosphere, have not helped this condition. However, our brother Voltra has explained this to you previously. A presentation has now been made to you of how our government is administered and its laws enforced. I believe you will find it rather simple. You have been informed of many aspects of our intentions, purpose, and existence. I shall take this time to inform you that we have presented now you with a detailed account of many events. Since the one remaining talk of this series deals with our religious concepts, we will not be inserting points of interest or information further pertaining to these talks on that particular message. It is up to you, people of Earth, to now act upon what has been presented. If we are informed of progress as to your actions, and if you desire further talks from us, it will be necessary to make this desire known to those who make the hearing of our words possible to you. We shall be observing the effects of what we have already related to you. You shall witness great numbers of our craft in your atmosphere in the months remaining in this your year. May the infinite light of all understanding reach you and promote the truth. It is now up to you. I am Sutko. Adonai and peace are brothers.